Tim and Gabriella were in love, but this day Gabriella said that love was not enough. "If you love me," she said as they walked down a street in their town, "you will do two special things for me." Tim would do anything in his power for Gabriella. "Okay, you want me to love your mother as much as I love you?" "No, not that," she said, using the beauty of her dark green eyes to make Tim wait. "Then what?" he said quickly. "You know, I know that you are the only star of my night. Someday we will sleep so warm with each other." "Not if you don't love me enough." "Anything. I will do anything for you." "I want you to learn English and get some work." Tim corrected himself. "Well, almost anything." Tim was in a difficult place. "Which one do you want most?" he asked. Gabriella let go of his hand. "Both," she said with a strong voice. "I will help you develop a plan." He gave out a little cry. "I have little English." "Then you can have a little love." Okay, fine," Tim said. "I will learn the English that is contained in these lessons. But how do I find work?" "First, you talk to your friends who have work." "In fact, my friends don't have work." "Then get new friends." Just then, Gabriella's friend Tony was driving up behind them in his car. He stopped and rolled down the window. "Hi," he said to them. "Hi," said Gabriella. "We were talking about getting work. You've got work." "Certainly," said Tony. "I had to get this car." Gabriella turned to Tim. "Wouldn't it be nice to have a car? Then we would be free and we could fly around town." Then she turned to Tony. "Do you mind telling Tim how to find work?" "Get in," said Tony. They got in the back of the car. From the front, Tony spoke to them. "First," he said, "ask your friends." Tim was ready with the answer. "My friends don't have work." "Don't stop there. Ask your friends to ask their friends. And the rest of their family. Make it clear to everyone you want to work." Tony looked very wise. "Okay. Then look around," said Tony. "Look in the stores. Look at the paper. Look everywhere to figure out who needs work." "Okay," said Tim. Gabriella smiled at him. "Don't stop there," said Tony. "While you are looking, learn something useful every week." His eyes were big. "Like what?" said Tim. "A good field, like building housing units, or just how to hold a box so you don't hurt your back. Don't just fall down on your tail. Teach yourself to do useful things." Tony pounded his hand on the car seat. "Okay," said Tim. "Then finally, write a resume," said Tony. "If you want to work, most people want to know about you. So write a resume." "I can help," said Gabriella. She moved an inch closer to Tim. "This all sounds good," said Tim. "I should take notes. Is that what you did?" "No," said Tony. "My father needed some help building a house, and he saw that I was doing nothing." "Okay, I'll leave you off here at your house." "Then how do you know all this?" said Tim as he got out of the car. I read it in some book, said Tony.